How did you get involved with advocating for the use of medical marijuana?
Well, actually, my father was very much involved in starting the cannabis movement in the 1970s. He wrote a book called Dr. Lester Grinspoon. He wrote a book called Marijuana Reconsidered in 1971, which challenged the conventional wisdom that, you know, marijuana is evil. And he became a leading activist for cannabis reform in the 1970s all the way through. He still works on it at age 90. So I had been exposed to this issue since literally before birth. So I've been involved with it my entire life. I particularly was involved with it because I lost a brother to leukemia when I was 8 years old. And the only thing that kept him able to eat food for the last couple years of his life was medical cannabis, because the chemotherapy made him so sick, my brother Danny, until he eventually succumbed at age 16 to leukemia. So I knew for a fact that medical cannabis worked.
So when it comes to research, what do we know and not know about medical marijuana?
What do we know? It depends how you define know, which is sort of political. I was a philosophy major in college. And what we've studied in this country about cannabis, the U.S. government has been on a jihad against cannabis for the last 40 years, you know, starting with Richard Nixon's war on cannabis. So NIDA, the National Institute of Drug Abuse, has only funded studies looking into the harms of cannabis and has not funded any studies looking into the benefits of cannabis. Luckily, this is starting to change in the last couple of years under extreme political pressure. So we have a ton of studies looking into the harms of cannabis, many of which have been wildly exaggerated. But in terms of benefits, the studies in this country have been largely suppressed. However, that's not the case in other countries. For example, in Israel, they're doing phenomenal research on the benefits of medical cannabis. So there is a lot more evidence for medical cannabis in the world than American doctors are aware of, because our medical system tends to be sort of inward-looking, and it tends to only look at American research.
You have been addicted to opiates yourself. How has that impacted the way that you prescribe medication to your patients?
Well, it's made me certainly understand the kind of unique hell that being addicted to opiates can put you in. So I prescribe opiates cautiously, though I am aware that a lot of people need opiates and that opiates are a critical tool. But I am, you know, cautious prescribing opiates because I'm aware of the damage that they can cause. However, I certainly offer my chronic pain patients and try to steer them towards cannabis before opiates, because I think it's much safer in the long term. I think there's actually better evidence for it in the long term. There's not very good evidence that opiates really help in the long term. And I just think, as I mentioned before, that if you have to, like, have a substance in your life because of chronic pain, your life is so much better on cannabis, which doesn't take anything away from you, than it is in opiates, which sort of sucks the life out of you. So I'm strongly in favor of people electing cannabis over opiates for a whole number of reasons.